There are a couple of things you should know about Christina Tobin. First, she's a seasoned veteran of political races. Only in her early 30s, she became interested in politics at age 11, and at age 17, her father ran for governor as the Libertarian candidate. She's since worked with candidates like Ralph Nader and many others. She also dislikes the two-party system and has helped create the nonpartisan organization Free and Equal. The group, she says, is interested in shifting power away from the traditional political parties and, as she puts it, back to the individual voter. In the last presidential election, Free and Equal hosted an open debate attended by candidates from the Libertarian, Green, Constitution, and other parties. Last week, Christina Tobin was in Arkansas to drum up support for the Free and Equal event at Verizon Arena in Little Rock, June 22nd. She says her desire to open the ballot to more people is firmly rooted in watching her father run for governor of Illinois in 1998.
I saw him wrongfully knocked off the ballot and learned at 17 years of age that third parties, independents, have to get 25,000 signatures to get on the ballot in Illinois, while only 5,000 for Democrats and Republicans, and that didn't seem very free and equal. And a couple years later, I helped Dad get on the ballot successfully as, at that time, lieutenant governor. And then 2 years later, Ralph Nader gave me a call and said, Christina, you're the only one that has experience. You're the only one, is how he said that.
Yeah,
has experience.
That's a pretty good invitation.
Wow,
right there.
It was. and you know, and that you have experience, and I took the job across the political spectrum. I've always been an independent. And it's just blown up from there. Got the Green Party on the ballot in 06 in Illinois. Went overseas for 2-3 years in between to Bali, Indonesia, took a break, and then became national for Nader in 08 and successfully gathering and coordinating over 500,000 signatures throughout the United States as his national ballot access coordinator. So between 08 and 12, I worked full-time on the side building up Free and Equal, moderated 4 gubernatorial debates, a Senate debate, and so on, and hosted forums at Cato Institute, first electoral forum with Ralph Nader sitting there at Cato. And brought together leaders at UW-Madison. It's just really building that foundation that people can believe in, not doubt. We're truly here to break the two-party system.
What has to happen for that stranglehold to be, let's just say, loosened?
Well, I think that social media and technology is a super powerful tool. And so we have this kickoff from the Larry King debate. Over 20 million people viewed it, top 10 trending on Twitter. So we're going to take it up to the next level. And so this June 22nd, we're holding a United We Stand festival at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock. We have grassroots leaders on the ground, from the head of Occupy Little Rock to Tea Parties, Republican Chair, Libertarians, Greens, Independents.
So this is not about issues, because you're getting the Occupy movement. You're hoping to have Occupy movement people, Tea Partiers together. There's little they agree on. What you're trying to do is say, open up the ballot system. Let's get more people on the ballot. Let's get more ideas out there.
Way bigger. Actually, they agree on more things than they do not. Like, for example, they're against the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, SOPA, you know, the drones war, drug war, these really important issues that aren't discussed in the mainstream media. So actually, I was inspired by an interview Judge Napolitano when Fox Freedom Work was around. He did an interview with Dr. Ron Paul and Ralph Nader, and Free and Equal has been endorsed by both of those individuals who came together uniting against the establishment. And, you know, the two-party system's been playing us for centuries now, intentionally dividing us. And so this movement is the kickoff at the United We Stand Festival, again, at the Verizon Arena on June 22nd. It's the kickoff for a university bus tour we're going to have, 10-stop bus tour. I'm going to be hopping on a bus and going county by county, state by state, and meeting all the local press and bringing together music. Music is the key, inspiring the youth to essentially, well, run for office in 2014. And we're going to launch a national database that will give them a free and equal chance, a level playing field of actually winning, because the system is rigged. And so we're here to fix that, and we have a long-term solution.
Let me play cynical devil's advocate for a moment.
Go for it.
As you said, it's been a two-party system for a long time. You can go back to when they were called Whigs and Federalists. It's been two parties, basically. There's been a lot of efforts over time to try to break through, to try, you know, there was John Anderson in 1980. There was Ralph Nader, Ross Perot. But it never has really done more than kind of chip away. What would make a difference this time, or 4 years or 8 years from now?
Social media and technology. That's the key. That's what our founding fathers were missing. They themselves weren't perfect. They became a part of the party system. But the origins of the Constitution mentions no parties. And again, I want to repeat, parties don't work. Parties can't be fixed from within. You know, Ron Paul is a prime example of that. Look what happened to him in Florida. And I've been on the end of the National Libertarian Green Party, and I've seen firsthand as a party gets bigger nationally, bad seeds come in and it's infiltrated. So what makes it different is the difference is the power of social media and technology. Who would have ever thought this group by the name of Free and Equal, freeandequal.org, came out of really nowhere in 2012 last year, a presidential debate, 20 million people viewed, top 10 trending on Twitter. So social media technology and the national database that we're building with Free and Equal. We're also launching a Free and Equal network that's not about pushing information out, but pulling it in and building others.
20 million viewed didn't translate into that many votes. And I will see your optimistic social media encounter with a cynical Citizens United decision. So much money goes to the two major parties. That's tough. Would you agree that it will take more than Twitter or Facebook or Instagram to battle that kind of money?
Well, sometimes you have to use the system, the tools that they make against them. So I definitely am already exploring the possibility of launching a super PAC, a separate entity from our nonprofit, of which that super PAC, in fact, all of the candidates that support will be against super PACs. But however, if they have all in common, like again, against the NDAA, SOPA, all the things I listed before across the spectrum, you know, 10-20 point, pretty basic plan that we Americans for the most part can agree with, they'll be funded. So not only will they be supported on the basis of when somebody goes onto a national database, let's say there's 8, 12, 15 people running for a county office here, you're going to see all of them. You're going to see how much money they're getting. If a super PAC is donating to that candidate, maybe we don't know the amount, but we sure can find out who's on the board of that super PAC. I mean, that's pretty easy to find. So, you know, I think a lot of candidates, as the integrity comes to the surface through this national database and a light shines on it, the cockroaches are going to scatter.
Christina Tobin is the founder of the Free and Equal organization, and she was in Arkansas last week to discuss the group's event at Verizon Arena in Little Rock, June 22nd. You can learn more at freeandequal.org.